This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha today resumes special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Replying to that debate, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that the Constitution is a core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity and diversity a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while he was responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India and the Lok Sabha today. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. He said Article 370 was abrogated in Jammu and Kashmir and One Nation, One Tax GST has been implemented in the country. He said One Nation, One Ration Card, Ayushman Card, One Nation, One Grid and inclusive infrastructure development has helped the people of the country. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said, India is committed to become a developed nation and will become a third largest economy in the coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian Constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said this is a matter of pride for the country. He said the government is working with a focus on women-led development and Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed by the Parliament last year. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said Congress has left no stone unturned in hurting the Constitution and one family ruled the nation for 55 years. He said when the Constitution was completing its 25 years, an emergency was imposed by the Congress and the constitutional rights were denied. He said the Constitution was changed 75 times in 6 decades of the Congress regime. Earlier speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and minorities in India are getting legal protection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. During the conference, chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called for finding a systemic solution to stubble burning and said that it should not be left to individuals. Addressing the gathering after conferring the National Energy Conservation Awards 2024 New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar urged to find a solution for the hazardous environmental situation that the national capital faces every year. Underlining the importance of responsible consumption, Mr. Dhankar said that citizens must have an obligation that there has to be optimal utilization of resources and energy. In Punjab, the protesting farmers have once again stopped the Delhi Chalo march for the day. Our correspondent reports that the decision was taken in view of injuries to some farmers at Shambhu checkpoint when Haryana police was forced to use tear gas and water cannon to disperse them. The farmers are protesting at Shambhu and Khanauri border points between Punjab and Haryana since 13th of February in support of the demands that include a legal guarantee for the minimum support price for crops and waiving of the loans. In South Korea, Parliament today voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over a short-lived martial law declaration earlier this month. The motion was passed in the National Assembly with a 204-85 vote. After this impeachment by Parliament, President Yoon's powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from office. In cricket, hosts Australia were 28 for no loss in the first innings against India on day one of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane when stumps were drawn due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.